Hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
I am.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Well, can't you just ask the questions before you might figure it out by the answers to the questions?
It's just that we're looking for a certain demographic. That's why we're asking first.
Demographic. I'm absolutely Republican.
Okay. Thank you very much. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never?
All the time.
That would be always?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
Who?
Keith Gross?
No.
Okay. Do you recognize the name Rick Scott?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Rick Scott?
Well, what's the other guy? Is he Democrat or Republican?
I suppose he is a Republican because the survey is about the Republican.
Two Republicans? Yeah. Well, I don't know enough about the other guy. People should give out that information more often. I suppose I could Google that.
Don't worry. If you don't recognize Keith Gross, we can set him aside. I just want to know if you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Rick Scott. Or neutral.
Let's go neutral.
Okay. Do you recognize the name Donald Trump?
Absolutely.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Donald Trump?
Absolutely favorable. I adore him, and I pray for him every day.
What about Ron DeSantis? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Ron DeSantis?
As governor, I have favorable. As president, let's just say favorable.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, by the way, for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go. Now, if the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Because I didn't know anything about the other guy. That's not the military. No, he's in the, I don't know enough about him. I'd vote for whoever was Republican, put it that way. Either one, as long as they're Republican.
All right. Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's performance? I'm sorry. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
Can I be neutral on that?
Okay, that's fine.
Neutral to yes, I guess.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Oh, gosh, I don't know what he's been voting lately, but I'm pretty pissed off nobody's standing up for this country. So I don't know. See, how do we know? We don't know. How are we supposed to know?
Okay.
You know, what they actually voted, you know?
Well, that's fine. We can move on. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Well, I guess so far, so good. Yes.
Approve. Thank you.
Now, they can always do more. You know, everybody can always do more, but.
Thank you for that opinion. Okay, thank you. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, the Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Now, does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
I'm going to say his failure is disappointing. Anything that got those assholes in office is disappointing.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Pertaining to the question, does that failure make you more likely to vote for Scott?
No.
Less likely
no.
to vote for
Less
him?
Less likely.
Okay. Thank you. Finally, I am going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Probably the other guy. Let's go with the other guy.
Which one?
You know, Rick Scott's been in there a long time, and, you know, we keep losing, so let's go with the new guy.
Okay. Keith Gross?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're also in the final questions, and I want to thank you for your kindness so far. Now, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Well, I'm white with God knows what else is in there.
Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself Cuban American?
Cuban American? No.
Yeah.
I dated a Cuban for 12 years.
Oh. That's nice. Now, in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
For God's sake, female. There is nothing else except male. That's bullshit.
Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.